It's time for our Community Spotlight. This spotlight is Radford Media Group's public affairs program, highlighting the work people are doing in West Central Missouri. If you miss an episode or want to listen again, you can listen on demand at mykdkd.com, then by clicking on the podcast tab on the homepage. Joining me in the studio today for our Community Spotlight from the Henry County Health Center, we have Kimberly Hall here. Kimberly, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
And also joining us in here from the Henry County Health Center is Adrian Nichols. Adrian, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Good morning. To have you back in the studio.
Glad to be here.
Adrian, you're bookkeeper there at Henry County Health Center. And Kimberly, you are the breastfeeding peer counselor there. And it is Breastfeeding Awareness Month, that is. And that's kind of what we're talking with on today's program. First off, how long have you been with Henry County Health Center?
So I've been with the Henry County Health Center since November.
Okay.
So not too long. I'm part-time there, but I also still work for the Clinton School District as well.
Very good. What do you do with the Clinton School District?
I am the Parents as Teachers Educator for the preschool.
Very good. Well, Miss Adrienne, how long have you been with the Health Center now?
About a year and a half now, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Well, welcome in here today on our spotlight with the Henry County Health Center. Tell me a little bit about your job there, Kimberly. It is National Breastfeeding Awareness Month, and you are the Breastfeeding Peer Counselor. What is that?
So, I work with our women in our WIC program that are pregnant or are breastfeeding.
Okay.
With our pregnant women, which we also call prenatal, I answer any questions that they have about breastfeeding, give them information that they need, what they can expect with breastfeeding, because a lot of people think, oh, breastfeeding, it's natural, it's easy. It's not.
It's not.
It can be a real struggle, because different issues can come up. So I help them, I support them, I work with them on their goals for breastfeeding, work on ways they can reach those goals, helping them get support from their families, because the longer they have support from their families, the longer they can reach those goals and breastfeed longer.
And these goals are important. Why are they important?
It gives them a mindset of what they want to accomplish, but also it helps them kind of, you know, just like when you're wanting to lose weight, hey, if I have a goal of this, okay, when I get to that goal, I can keep going. Yeah.
When you're taking care of little ones, it's so easy to get stuck in the weeds too. It's like, what am I even doing here?
Right.
Having a set goal and having someone like Kimberly you can call helps you keep track of where you wanted to be in the first place.
Absolutely. Yes. Now, my wife wasn't able to breastfeed with either one of our children. So some women can't breastfeed.
That's right.
And they don't know that right away. They think they are.
Yeah.
But then the baby's losing weight when they go to the first checkup or however that is. And like, oh, hey, you're not able to produce. Is that common? Do you see that a lot? Or is that more of a rarity?
No, it's common.
Okay.
Yeah, some women can breastfeed and have an overabundance, but then some, they really do try and, nothing happens. They don't produce enough. Or they do produce, but they are still not producing enough to keep baby satisfied. So then they have to, they're still breastfeeding, but then they may supplement with formula too.
Okay.
And we support that as well because we want baby to be healthy.
You know, with formulas being mainstream and commercialized now, what are some of the benefits of still doing it naturally with breastfeeding?
Well, with breastfeeding, you get to create a bond with your baby because you're right there with them. Also, portable.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it anywhere. Also, for like a baby, they have a lower risk of SIDS, asthma, colic, food allergies, and for children, type 2 diabetes comes a lower risk if they're breastfed as well.
Interesting, okay.
And of course, for mom, guess what? It helps shrink your uterus back down to size a lot faster.
Really?
Then,
okay. So there's benefits for the baby and for the mother in this situation. Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And then also, I wasn't aware that it makes sense, but I wasn't aware that breastfeeding allows food allergies to be less active for children. Because I know a lot of kids have allergies or, like you said, asthma. Asthma was another thing that I didn't realize was the statistics show that they're much lower if the mother breastfeeds.
Yes.
Okay. Well, some easy right offhand things that you might not want your child to have. You can do this, prevent it at such an early age.
Right.
Something I was surprised about is children can receive live antibodies through breast milk, whenever mom gets sick, she thinks maybe I shouldn't keep breastfeeding, but actually she's making antibodies that get passed on to baby, kind of supercharges their immune system while it happens.
Now, it helps if mom has a healthy diet too, right? She can't be out partaking in extracurricular drugs or alcohol because it passes through to the baby. Is that right?
It does, yes. Okay. It's good to put those on pause until after baby's weaned, or else do what we call a discard.
Okay. So there's some things that mom needs to be thinking about during the whole process of a pregnancy, but then also post-pregnancy during the breastfeeding time period as well.
Yes.
How long should breastfeeding go on for?
Well, for some women, their goal is 3 months. We encourage to go definitely like 6 months or a year, okay. But you know, sometimes that's not possible. So we let moms set their goals and go, all right, let's try to get a month. Then, oh, you're still doing great. Okay, how about 3 months?
So sometimes the body tells them we can't anymore, so we can't go on. Yeah. Right.
Whenever
right.
mom and baby are both done is the short answer, yeah.
That's easy enough. Overall, what do people know about breastfeeding that they should know? You know, it is natural, but what are some other things that people should know about breastfeeding that might not be top of mind?
There's different positions to hold baby to get a good latch. And, you know, some people think, oh, I'm not producing enough. Well, there's different signs to know that baby's getting enough by how many wet, poopy diapers they're having,
right.
If they're satisfied after eating. But also with baby, they're gaining weight. You can tell, oh, okay, they are. And your body, for most women, will make enough for baby all the time.
Okay.
And so they do, you'll notice at different, like at 1 month, 2 months, 6 weeks, oh, they're hungry all the time. Am I producing enough? Well, they're going through a growth spurt. So that's right. Called cluster feeding. And so, yes, they want to eat all the time.
Okay.
And you may, even a formula baby will do that too, going, you're like, man, why are you constantly?
Why are you fussy all the time?
Yes.
Why do you always need a bottle, right?
They're going through that's a growth spurt and they need the extra.
Okay.
And you may think, well, my body's probably not producing. It is. And it will then balance back out and go, okay, we don't have to produce so much and lower. And yeah, your body, it knows what to do and it will do it. If it decides, hey, I can do this. And I mean, each breastfeeding journey with each mom is different. I had 3 kids. I breastfed all of them, but each journey with each one was different. I had different struggles with each one of them. My first one had a tongue tie when he was born.
Yeah.
And so that causes issues. Luckily, we were able to get that clipped. And so then I didn't have issues. I had other issues with our second one. And then our third one, he also had a tongue tie, which did not get clipped right away. And so that caused a lot of issues once we got home.
Right, yeah.
And so then I'm like, okay, we got to get this fixed. So
right.
We did. But then I also had some other issues with them. Definitely when I went back to work after they were, you know, 6 months old, them deciding, you know what? Well, they're starting on food then too. Hey, I don't want a bottle with breast milk.
Right.
I'll just wait until mom gets home because I'm getting other stuff during the day.
Right.
And so then, you know, they're latched to me the rest of the night. And I'm like.
And don't give you a break. Now, what are some of the things that women might think? Well, I don't want to do that because after breastfeeding, my appearance may change. How does that, do you work with the moms in that regard as well? Because, of course, I'm sure size changes throughout the process as well.
It does, and I can. A lot of moms haven't asked for that, but that is something I can. And, like, I help them with when they are ready to wean or their baby's showing signs of weaning. You know, I can walk them through steps of how to wean as well. And, yeah, your appearance does change, but every time I look in the mirror, then I think, because my appearance has changed, I'm like,
right.
Oh. But then at the same time, I'm like, oh, but I had a great bond with my kids. I got to feed them whenever. I was still modest about it, so I covered up because I didn't want anything
right.
showing.
Right, well, of course.
Other moms choose that too. Other moms don't.
appearance changes so much with pregnancy too.
Right. your body's changing as well as babies changing. Babies growing and getting older and bigger as well. And so moms go through a lot of different change throughout the whole process before and after. Yeah.
It's really part of the mom process.
Right.
And then even as we all get older, our appearance just changes. We're like, oh.
Right.
I don't look like I did when I was 20 anymore.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're talking with Kimberly Hall and Adrian Nichols from the Henry County Health Center here today in our Community Spotlight about the breastfeeding peer counselor availability at the Henry County Health Center. If somebody wants to learn more about this program or wants to come and talk to you because they have questions, mm-hmm. what's the best way they can get a hold of you?
So they can call the Henry County Health Center at 660-885-8193 and say, hey, I want to talk to Kimberly Hall, the breastfeeding peer counselor, and then they'll transfer you to me. And if I'm not available in the office, you know, I'll get the message and I will reach back out.
Okay, very good. Adrian, if anyone wants to contact you with additional questions, how can they get a hold of you?
Same phone number, 660-885-8193.
Okay, very good. Well, ladies, is there anything else that we didn't cover on today's program that we need to get out about National Breastfeeding Month?
Well, if you are a mom who is breastfeeding, each month I am holding a Mommy's Latch group. So, or if you're pregnant and thinking about breastfeeding, come to the health center. I'll be putting a post out on Facebook shortly about what day this month that we're having that group. Come to the health center. You can hear stories from other moms, get support from them, get that encouragement, hear their struggles too and how they came through those struggles, just so you get a better understanding and have some more support from other moms.
Absolutely. And that's what it all comes down to, is support from family and other moms and friends. So, well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us on our Community Spotlight today.
Thanks for having us, Clay.
That's our Community Spotlight for today, featuring the Henry County Health Center here on 95.3 KDKD and 104.9 The Biz.